Paul Keating was Prime Minister. Australia Day had just become a public holiday, and Zombie by the Cranberries was number one on the Hottest 100. 1994 was a long time ago. It was also the last time Newstart, now called JobSeeker, was permanently increased. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced that the unemployment payment would increase by $50 a fortnight, or $3.50 a day. But many are highlighting the increase is actually a cut. Peter Whiteford, professor at Crawford School of Public Policy at ANU, is one of these people.
Well, it's an increase in the permanent rate, but it's a cut from what it has been and what it currently is and what it has been for the last year. So, and it's a cut of $100 a fortnight relative to the coronavirus supplement, which will be ending at the beginning of April. The coronavirus supplement was always temporary, and I think they've realised that the payment rate was inadequate. But their reasoning, this is from their perspective, is that they want to have something that's affordable and probably promotes incentives to work, in their view. Now, I think it's going to cost about $7 billion over the next 4 years, is their estimate. Now, to put that in the context, that's less than $2 billion a year, and Social Security and welfare spending, it's in an unusual place at the moment, but we're probably talking it's more than $150 billion a year. So $2 billion a year is around an extra 1% or so, roughly a bit more than that, of additional spending. So it's a very it sounds like a lot of money, but in the context of how much the government spends, it's a pretty small amount of money.
But even with a permanent increase, Australia's level of unemployment payments is still below the poverty line. Kirsten O'Connell from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union agrees, stating the rate should be $80 a day.
It's absolutely a cut. People are going to lose $100 a fortnight off the payment, which is already right now at about 60% of the poverty line. So it is going to plunge millions of people into a situation where they're depending on a payment that is, again, back to nearly half the poverty line. There's no good time to cut welfare. Welfare has been too low for decades now. All welfare payments should be at the poverty line or above, which is $80 a day.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison justified the rate by saying additional support is also offered in the form of rental assistance. But many say this is still not enough to cover the cost of living.
The supplements that are in place right now are an absolute joke. The Prime Minister himself, in his comments on Tuesday, noted that the smaller supplements add up to about $13 or $14 a fortnight. So that extra dollar a day really doesn't make a meaningful difference for people. Another supplement that people talk about is rent assistance. Firstly, lots of people don't actually manage to get rent assistance because the restrictions are really strong, and particularly for people living in share houses, for people living with their parents, even if they have to pay board, they don't actually meet the requirements to get rent assistance, and rent assistance is way too low anyway. To get the full amount of rent assistance, you must be paying at least $310 a week in rent, and the amount that you will get is $70 a week. So again, it's an absolute joke to suggest that these payments can actually help people to live in more financial security. And again, with rent assistance, you do actually end up worse off than if you didn't get it, if you're getting those higher levels of that payment.
The new changes mean Australia's unemployment payments will be the second lowest as a share of previous income among OECD countries, just above Greece.
Now, when you compare what economists call the replacement rate, so how much of your previous earnings do you get when you become unemployed? Among OECD countries, there's about 35 OECD countries. They're mostly high-income countries, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Canada, US, and a lot of countries in Europe. Before the pandemic in 2019, if you're unemployed, when you become unemployed and for the next couple of months, the level of payment in Australia was the lowest in the OECD. There was nobody lower at all. Now, what The government's increase will push us up to the second lowest. So we'll be a bit higher than Greece. Because the increase is about a bit less than 10%. And so we'll go from, sort of being about 38% of the minimum wage to about 41% of the minimum wage. So it's an improvement, but it's an incredibly small improvement.
The Labour Party has not yet committed to the changes and have not stated how much they want job seeker increased by. Linda Burney, Shadow Minister for Family and Social Services, said,
Labour is approaching this cautiously, responsibly, and let me assure you, we are absolutely cognizant that people should not be living in poverty in this country, that there has to be the capacity for people to seek employment, and that the social security system should not be an impediment to that.
Arguments over the rate also involve the question of how to incentivise people on JobSeeker to find employment. Kristen O'Connell of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union says the idea of dole bodges is false and harmful.
There is absolutely no truth to these rumours about disincentives to work. When we're talking about these anecdotal stories that we hear from employers, we are consistently calling for evidence to back it up, and there just isn't any. Professor Jeff Borland at the University of Melbourne has done research that showed that there was no impact of the higher payment last year on people's willingness to take up work or desire to take up work. It is really hard to pay your bills if you're on the poverty line. It just means you can actually afford to pay them, and you can actually afford to get regular meals and get the health care that you need.